Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Winterhouse Gaming Podcast. My name's Kelly.
My name's David.
My name's Elizabeth.
Thompson?
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep. Is that how you're starting the podcast?
That's exactly how I'm starting the podcast.
I love it. It's very somber.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is quiet time with Winterhouse Gaming.
We'll talk event.
No, we'll do that. We'll do that stuff they do on Twitch where they like make these weird noises on the left and right side of the mic, and it's just really quiet and weird. Yeah. You ever see that?
No.
Okay, so it's strange. They have these microphones that set up, and there looks like there's ears on either side of it, and all someone's doing
stereo mic. Those are stereo mics.
All someone's doing is taking like something. Anything, and making noises, real soft noises, into the mic, but it's super, super sensitive.
Okay.
So.
Kind of sounds like Jeff Goldblum just doing sound effects into a microphone.
It really does sound like that.
Basically.
But it's so weird.
Yeah. They're stereo mics. That's why they have those two.
Someone's either eating or whatever.
So, Total Biscuit died.
Wait, Total Biscuit?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. But he died.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
Wait, how old was he?
I said the same thing. I didn't say how old was he, but I said that it's really fucked up that he died.
I mean, I understand how that shit happens, but Total Biscuit, he's 33 years old.
Yep. He had his YouTube had over 2 million subscribers. His Twitter had over 700,000 followers, but I didn't see what the cause of death was, but yeah, he's pretty fucking dead.
Total Biscuit, who's that?
He was a game critic. He was actually one of the most like
well-known,
well-known game critics in the world. With a name like Total Biscuit, I don't really.
Oh, he died from cancer. Yeah, that's really kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
That is sad. That is very sad.
I haven't actually read anything from Total Biscuit in like 10 years.
Well, yeah, it's a name people know though.
Yeah.
Like
right.
When you hear Total Biscuit, and in the words of Deadpool, fuck cancer.
Yep.
Right.
I think a lot of people say that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that's a real bummer that had happened.
Also, you remember that old game Killer 7?
No.
No. It's an old GameCube game. It's kind of like it was about a guy who had split personalities, and he was like an assassin, and then like all the other personalities had different like different professions, and you played one guy, and then like the whole game was you like the levels, quote unquote, were like your other personalities,
right?
But anyway, it came out like 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're finally releasing it on Steam. But my question is, like, who cares?
Why?
Who cares?
Yeah.
I think all the people that get into, like, those really, like, I don't know. There's so
like
many.
One of those cell shaded games, kind of like the, remember the game 13?
Yeah, I remember 13.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Right.
I guess it's a similar situation.
It seems odd. There are so many dumb, stupid games on Steam that are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yep.
So why not release them on Steam? You know what I mean? It's just kind of a, I don't know. It seems like PC games, like people flip out about like console games and stuff like that being bad, but then PC games, there's like more horrible games on Steam
for PC than there are on PC, like PS4
than there are
Xbox.
On anything else.
Right.
But it's a place to just dump crap, it seems. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it seems odd.
Right.
PC Master Race, yeah, but you have like really shitty.
You have like billions of terrible games.
Yeah.
You have to sift through the shit
Hand
to
simulator.
Find some good stuff.
It said Hand Simulator.
Hand
yes.
Simulator.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was a game.
It was a game. So someone, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but someone's making an actual active shooter video game.
I saw that. I literally just saw that.
Do you think that's weird?
No, I don't think it's weird. I think it's a direct reflection of where we're
at in America.
Society
today. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, it's kind of fucked up, really, yeah. But it is a direct reflection of our society right now.
Yeah. So we don't really recommend anybody that has PTSD to play it.
Racism or anyone that has any
school shooters and mental illness is so American that when we try to speak out against it, Americans think that we're speaking out against America.
Right.
Right. Right.
Let that sink in for a second. So...
it has sunk in.
America.
Yeah. And it's odd.
Guns. Yep. Mental illness.
America.
Couple big... Oh, yeah. Well, what the fuck did we do today? So we should probably talk about
that.
Right. Yeah.
So the reason that we're all kind of tired and ready for bed at 6:52 is... Yeah.
On a Sunday. Usually we do podcasts on Saturdays.
We did the... well, this whole weekend, which is... I don't even remember what this... May 27th, 26th, and 27th. We spent the time promoting Pine State Con.
Volume 2.
Volume 2. And today we had Superhero Day down at the ball field in Portland. They were sponsoring us, and we were hosting kind of like this little show for them, or just some vendors and stuff, superheroes.
Brought down some superheroes
for
them.
Yeah, we brought Spider-Man with us. We brought Deadpool. We had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Who brought
New England.
Hulk?
Nope, they didn't bring Hulk.
They didn't bring Hulk?
Nope, Hulk was just there as a single, you know,
entity.
Standalone thing.
I think they brought Black Widow, though.
Yeah, they did. So
she's
it was
local,
basically
though.
Her.
She's from the Portland area.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So she in collaboration with agents of
the
S.H.I.E.L.D. North
yeah.
of New England.
New England.
They brought a car. It was a Challenger.
Yeah, a Dodge Charger.
A Charger. With the S.H.I.E.L.D. symbol on it. It was a lot of fun. And we had a really good time. There was a lot of people.
Yeah, there were so many
coming
people.
And going.
And it was really fucking cold.
It was freezing cold. That was the only
That was the
downfall.
Hardest. That was the most annoying thing about it, you know, is that we had to suffer through a game for 4 hours in the freezing cold. But
right.
Was it worth it in the end? I think yes, just because, you know, the potential tables sold and the connections made with all of the people that came by the table.
Exactly. Yeah, and we played a little bit Mario Kart, and we had a lot of kids come and play, and that was a lot of fun.
Right.
Got to talk to a lot of people and hand out some flyers, and I think overall it was a success. And we, you know, it was cool at a different venue. I
watched
mean,
a guy get hit with a bat, almost got hit with a ball myself.
Yeah. Did you see like if he was okay?
Oh, he was fine. He got back up and kind of shook it off, but someone ran over to him and made sure he was okay. But yeah, this, he was a left-handed batter, went to go hit the ball and just completely let go of the bat and went flying over the fence on not into the stands, but like past the stands over the fence and hit someone in the head.
Wow. That's batty.
I mean,
undeniably
yeah.
the most exciting thing I've ever seen in a game of baseball.
Right. I did not expect to see it.
I haven't seen baseball. I haven't watched a baseball game in about probably 15 years. It has not gotten more exciting.
No,
no,
It's not super.
It's exciting when they hit runs and
the
hit
only
home runs
sport
and stuff.
That you can actually watch while taking a nap. So
I could literally be asleep and then wake up and
I mean,
be okay
I can
with
do,
what I missed.
I can do that with basketball too.
Pop trivia honestly. Question for both of you.
Okay, go.
What popular band from the emo genre, whose unusual name was inspired by another band's lyric, is known for hits like "I Write Sins Not Tragedy"? A. Delirium at the Karaoke Bar. B. Anxiety at the roller skating rink. C. Hysteria at the laser tag arena. Or C. Panic at the Disco.
First of all, that's hilarious.
I want to say, actually, E. All of the above.
Yep.
I'm going to do, yeah, the
fun
hysteria.
Fun fact, I actually panic a lot of other places besides the disco.
Yes.
Yeah, the disco is not the only place that I panic.
I panic basically in every... Everyday situations.
Yep. In fact, when I'm sitting there doing a drug test and I don't have to pee, I panic just a little bit.
Right.
I panic as soon as I pee in the morning and I realize that I have a drug test in like 20 minutes. I'm like, fuck.
Son of a bitch.
Kelly, yeah. You've been playing Detroit. Tell us how it is.
Yes, Detroit.
Yeah, so I've played the first maybe hour and a half of it. And so far, it's quite an in-depth game. There are lots of decisions to be made and lots of different paths you can end up exploring. And, you know, I've only really done, you know, on average, like 67% is my average, I think, for completion of different, you know, situations and options in each mission. So
I've seen a little bit of what you played of it, and it seems
like you saw confusing. You saw the flowchart after each mission, like of different options you can choose.
I only saw you like look for a gun and then reconstruct where the cop got shot and then dropped his gun, and then I'm like, this is too complicated for me. I gotta go play Dark Souls.
So I was watching you play a little bit of it too, and it does seem like a very slow game. Like a very, very slow game.
Things build up.
But if you played Heavy Rain and
it's the same type of thing.
Beyond Two Souls, which, you know, a platinum.
Ellen Page.
But I mean, you should be used to it.
Right.
You
know? It's that it's their type of thing where they
tell
a story.
As long as you tell me if the voice acting's gotten better since Heavy Rain, instant buy for me.
Oh,
Heavy Rain's voice acting, not great.
So I have a question for you. Do you think the game, like with all the hype, I mean, there was quite a bit of hype around this game.
I think it lives up to it.
Do you think it lives up to it?
Yeah. I would absolutely say that it lives up to it because things are building up right now. You're getting to know a lot about each character per se. Like the first mission that I played is Connor, the African-American android in, if you could call them that, in the game. The first mission, he was already expressing such emotion, you know?
Right.
And which is not typical of androids, you know, because the whole game is about these androids who are actually feeling emotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like humans.
So do you think something crazy is going to happen?
I think so. Because I was playing as Kara. I think her name's Kara, the female lead in the game. And
I think her name is just female lead.
Female lead.
Female lead. Yeah.
Female lead A.
Yeah. So, from watching it, I know I'm going to wait a little bit on it. I don't know if I want to put that much time into a game like that yet, but I do think that it looks fantastic. Some of the things are a little, like, I think they over-polished everything. Like, for instance, the cars, everything seems to shine. And it looks realistic, but it's kind of cartoony at the same
time. It's meant to be super futuristic, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that, because everything's round. Yeah. The cars are round.
Right. I mean, it takes place in 2037, I believe, is the year.
That's not that far off.
It's the writer's depiction of how 2037 is going to look.
Right.
This game was designed on what he thought was going to happen to the human race in 2037.
Yeah. Which, realistically, I think him and Elon Musk must have discussed that, because I think Elon Musk, he's probably going to be the first one to get the, make the actual androids that we can talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, they look real, too. I thought it was weird when they got on the bus, and there was, you know, the android ones, and then human section. So, like, there's two different sections.
Yeah, you saw that part.
Okay, so your droid actually hesitated to get on the bus.
Right.
It looked like it was having a moment of,
because you saw
Rosa Parkbot 3000.
Huh?
Rosa Parkbot 3000.
Yeah. Like, literally, because I mean, this game definitely brings up real subjects in real life, like separation and segregation.
Yep.
Because obviously he's an android, and the moment before he got onto the bus, actually he was beaten up by some protesters as he was just passing them.
If I wanted to experience that, I'd just watch iRobot again.
Right.
Basically.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just in a less playable form.
Yeah. So,
although I could definitely do without the ads in iRobot.
Right. I definitely
could too.
The strangest
ads. Hey, yeah. Will Smith, nice shoes. Thanks. They're Converse.
That's really funny.
I'm not even kidding. That actually happened in the movie.
Yeah, that's
literally a part of that happened.
That's so funny. I don't even remember that part.
I would definitely suggest this game to people who are looking for a more movie-orientated feel to their game.
Yep.
Because it definitely has a very movie-like feel
to it.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's
very, a cinematic game,
what they were going for, you know.
Movie, kind
it's
of.
Meant right. to build up and give you the character development of all
it's
these androids.
It's meant to be robots.
Yes.
So Dark Souls Remaster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please tell us about it. Just came out Friday.
Yeah.
Is it infuriating as ever?
Yeah. It looks great, honestly. A lot of hate on it. A lot of people.
Yeah, I don't get that. People, wait, honestly.
Really? People clamored for a Dark Souls remaster for so long. There was a change.org petition for it. They announced the remake, the remaster, and then people were upset that it wasn't going to be remastered enough.
Right.
They were expecting a complete remake. They were expecting it to look like Dark Souls 3 or Bloodborne, and they literally just said they were going to fix the multiplayer, fix some of the glitches, and give it a fresh coat of paint, and give it like a 60 frames.
Yeah.
And people were just like, "Oh no, they should have done way more with it." And I'm like,
"Well, the thing
they
about
did
it
exactly
is
what they said they were going to do. They didn't promise anything else. They didn't underdeliver.
You know what?
You know they didn't overpromise. They literally did exactly what they set out to do." Mm-hmm. And people still aren't happy.
They were
about
literally
it.
Like, "Yeah, we messed up in the beginning by like having the frames." You know, that frame problem where it ran at 30 and it was just unstable.
Yeah. Especially when you got to Blighttown.
I think that the reason, like, those people bitching are exactly the reason why we're waiting so fucking long for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
No, it's just, you know, Dark Souls fans by nature are just the most jaded, selfish fucking people on the face of the earth.
They can
and
be.
I say that as a Dark Souls fan. So,
I used to be one.
But, and now you're getting into, you know, like, people are saying, like, this is the Dark Souls of, you know, like, other games are coming out. Neo, for example, it's the Dark Souls of ninja games. And, like, everything, like, every game that's coming out is, like, being compared to Dark Souls.
Even God of War 4 has some Dark Souls.
Yes, the Dark Souls of Norse god mythology. And I'm like,
I mean, what? Don't get me wrong. There's not very many things about God of War that are similar to Dark Souls. Yeah. There are just a few fighting scenarios, I would say, that remind me of that.
Yeah, then there's that game, Galgun 2.
Oh.
They straight up call it the Dark Souls of anime shooters. And I'm like, what does that even fucking mean?
Wait, is that the one that you wanted Eric to get?
Yeah. He said he would if it wasn't $60.
How much did you pay for the remaster of Dark Souls?
40.
40, yeah.
Oh, that's a reasonable...
Yeah. It's a super reasonable price for a good game.
Although I can't play with anybody.
Why?
Because our NAT type is closed, and that's why I was asking for the modem login so I could open up the ports for the PlayStation.
It should just be admin.
Yeah, I tried it and it doesn't work.
And were then you wirelessly?
No, I was hardwired in. And then I tried user password and then admin password and then user admin. Like, I've tried every combination thereof. I've tried... In case we changed it for some reason. We didn't, because that didn't work. But, you know, like... You know, worst case scenario. I mean, like, I don't have to summon people to play the game. Like,
right.
You know,
right.
I've been playing it solo, like, this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I've beaten the game before without... You know, summoning people.
Right, but, and I think that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to try and, like, solo the game at one point, but, you know,
At one point. I mean, after I get settled in, if you're still going through the game, which I imagine you probably still will be.
Yes,
I'll definitely jump on. Eric can jump on and help you whenever you start.
I think I'm going to start it tomorrow night when I have, like, a good chunk of free time to just sit down and just enjoy it, you know?
Yep. Well, yeah, you won't enjoy it.
No, I mean, enjoy is relative.
Use that other...
It's like complete torture.
Use that other controller you got.
Yep.
It's like you complete, will break it. Complete torture.
Yeah.
Speaking of God of War, they reached 5 million sold in a little over a month. That's quite amazing.
It's the highest single-player selling game.
Good for them.
Of this generation.
Yep. That's pretty cool when... I mean, they deserve it. They absolutely
they do every bit.
People ask me about it. I tell them it's you have to play it and you have to witness the story and you have to witness the relationships and how it pulls you
in the dialogue and the emotions. Yeah.
So
and it's, this is the kind of the same thing with Detroit too. That's what I'm telling people with that, because that game has some strong ass emotions.
So you have to like, you really have to pull in with the stories themselves. But does Dark Souls have a story? I mean, is there a story at all on that?
You definitely have to research it because it does not make it super well known.
Okay.
It's one of those things like you have to have the wiki open and it gives you kind of backstories. Because I never hear
like whenever I'm watching Tony play, I never hear a story. I never hear, or maybe I just miss it every time. What? Dark Souls.
Oh,
I was asking if there's like a story.
That's the thing about Dark Souls.
It might not even be relevant.
There is a story.
Yeah.
However, it's like bits and pieces that you have to kind of like play detective to get, like the bits of the lore and the story like are in like the item descriptions, right. And then a lot of it you have to go online,
wikis.
To even like find out like who this person is that you stumble upon. Everything in Dark Souls when you first play it seems to be completely random.
It's good to play and disconnected, it with the wiki
but
open.
It's all very interconnected, and you'll find that out. That's the thing that turned me on to the first Dark Souls, is that you aren't actually even able to fast travel until like for the first half of the game. Right. You have to walk everywhere. And that's something that turned me off in Dark Souls 2 and 3, is that right from the first bonfire that you get to, you can just fast travel. Like, you have to get to, you know, right, get you to the bonfires first.
Locations.
But you can just warp like right from the first bonfire.
Yeah.
And actually in Dark Souls 3, you have to warp to the first area, which is strange, but right. Like, I don't know, it dropped the ball in the second and third ones, in terms of like making you work for it, because like once you get the ability to warp in Dark Souls 1, there's like that sigh of relief. You're like, oh Jesus fucking Christ, thank God, now I don't have to fucking run all the way back to Firelink Shrine. You know, every time I want to fucking talk to this person, I can just boop. But the thing is, though, like I was telling you earlier, not all the bonfires you can warp to.
Right.
You know? So if you still want to get to, like, X location, and that's not a bonfire you can warp to, you have to warp to, like, Y location and run the rest of the way.
Right. And that's kind of what I was telling you earlier that I think God of War did well with, too, because you can warp to certain places.
Yeah,
but not everywhere. And once you get to one place, you have to walk to another place to get there, or take a boat, or vice versa.
See, that's why it's just easier to, like, honestly, on your first playthrough, just explore and just try to get everything. Like when you're in Blighttown, I'm just gonna recommend that you explore and just try to get everything your first time there, so you don't have to go back.
Right.
Because even though Blighttown's like a solid 60 frames a second now, it's still Blighttown, and it still sucks. And honestly, now that I've gotten everything there, like, I'm never gonna go back.
Right.
Like, until my next, you know, until New Game Plus 2.
Yeah.
But that was, like, the one thing that I missed in Dark Souls 2 and 3. Like, there's a certain interconnectivity to the world in Dark Souls 1. You can open up shortcuts, you know, to get from one place to the next, like, really quickly without having to go the long way around.
Right.
And in 2 and 3, it seems to be very disconnected, like a very disconnected world. Like they just kind of like slapped it together. Like they didn't put the care and time into like crafting the world like they did in the first one. Right.
And even in Bloodborne, too.
Yeah. And there was something about Dark Souls 2. And I think that game might actually get more hate than the remaster.
That's when What's-His-Face left, right?
Miyazaki, yeah.
Yeah.
When he left to make Bloodborne.
Right.
And Dark Souls 2 was kind of the black sheep of the family. And it definitely feels that way. I love it. I love it to death.
It's definitely the game in the series that gets the most shit, you know? Just because Miyazaki left.
People don't like that game very much.
I mean,
I can understand why, but I mean, I think it's got some of the best locations and some of the best bosses, like of any Souls game. But it doesn't, like, the storyline, like they really forced perspective on it. Like they really forced it in there. They jammed a storyline in there after the fact. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's his dad or whatever, you know. And I'm like,
all right. Okay.
You don't play Dark Souls 2 for the story. Like, really, right. you'll never figure it out.
Yeah.
And you'll stop caring halfway through.
See, I'm one of those people that likes to dig for the lore behind things. I like to research that stuff about games that I like. So I think that's why I'm going to end up liking Dark Souls a lot.
I mean, from the sounds of it, you don't really play Dark Souls for the story at all, ever, anyway.
You play it for the challenge.
You do it because you fucking hate yourself.
And then you just want to make it through it.
Joke's I'm on getting you. This, I'm getting this hate, for the story.
You're an idiot. You're straight up an idiot. Yeah.
But, I mean,
there's a strong lore, but no sense of real story.
I literally spent my entire summer 2013, beginning of summer 2013 into the end of summer 2014.
Right.
Just playing Dark Souls.
Right.
Like, I lived in Old Town with the Hadley boys.
Right.
From Captured the Sun. And I just literally, they never saw me. I was just playing Dark Souls, like, the whole fucking time. Just
tons and tons of Dark Souls.
And I worked, and then I just played Dark Souls. So much. So, and now I'm doing it again, apparently.
Let's talk about that tattoo that Eric got. That's cool.
Yeah.
It was a sword? That.
No, it was the bonfire from Dark Souls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's kind of a fucking nerd.
Well, I mean, he is a fucking nerd. We all are. I would do something like that for my favorite games. Like,
so every time we talk about Eric, we have to obviously bring up Pornhub.
Right.
I just want to let people know that Pornhub has just released VPN. This is causing a little bit of a stir because it's going to allow children to be able to watch porn and bypass UK laws, which is hilarious. But
if you want to see a parody of the royal wedding, you know, but porn style.
Porn style.
I'm sure it's
Prince
there
William
already.
And whoever the fuck he married.
Yeah. Or you can do the
I don't know.
The,
I stopped caring about royal weddings in 1776.
Did you see the bad lips? Did you see the bad lip reading of the royal wedding?
Oh, it is so funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty good. They dialed it back quite
a bit.
Yeah,
I think it was as crazy
as
it could be.
I get it, but it was cool.
It was cool, but I definitely
people cared about that wedding.
Yeah, the whole fucking world.
Too many people.
I didn't really understand. I don't know. To me, it's not that big of a deal.
I just kind of tuned myself out to that kind of shit.
Was he even the oldest son, or he was the youngest one?
Yeah, he's the youngest, isn't he?
Why does he look like the guy from Game of Thrones? I don't understand that. Tormund.
The what?
Tormund. He looked like Tormund from Game of Thrones.
No, he really did.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah.
But
did you see that meme of the queen looking at the princess? And it's like when you're plotting the car accident and then you realize you already used that one before.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so bad. That's so bad.
People fucking made so many memes of that.
Oh yeah.
Great. They really did. Yeah. Did you ever see the Prince Harry's a pretty amazing dude anyway. Like he really is. I mean, you know, he was in the army and all that stuff. There's actually an interview.
Wait, you see the one that just married the
bitch? Yeah.
Or whatever.
The bitch.
Yeah.
The bitch.
I can't remember her name, I'm sorry.
Wait, what's
not trying to use that term derogatorily, but I literally just couldn't remember
her
name.
Was it Meghan Merkel or whatever?
Yeah.
Meghan Merkel.
Steve Urkel Mumpy Dump.
Merkel Mumpy Dump. Yep. We obviously don't know a lot about it, but there is a little interview.
What about the who was the who did the Princess Diana or Mary? And then wasn't like Prince William or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Why isn't he king yet? Like, what the fuck happened to him? Like, they're really,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not up on my...
Yeah, I don't really...
I'm not up on my history of England.
We're America. Why the fuck do we care?
Yeah, I mean, we want to talk about our president, sure, but that's a bad idea. But I'm not really up
because he'll probably personally attack you.
Yeah.
And everything that you love.
Yeah.
I don't know what... the royalty people are
deported,
doing.
Deported, man.
Yeah.
I know very little. Carrie knows a lot about it, obviously, but... The only thing I know is that she has a lot of dogs, and she always wears different colored clothing.
Yep.
And that's pretty much the... And she really... I mean, the queen doesn't really run the country.
No.
You know, the prime minister
in the country.
Yep.
I don't know.
Maybe.
She's pretty old. I don't think she runs
anymore.
Yeah,
she ran the country.
She probably doesn't run anything.
Yeah. I'm sure she's a very nice lady, though. But...
Or not. She certainly scowled a lot.
She does, and like every.
It's probably just her face, though.
Yeah,
it seems like a lot.
I don't really know. Can skeletons scowl?
Seems like
there's a GIF showing her like talking, like when cows, when she's at some show and a bunch of cows are brought in, but she gets really excited about the cows, and it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Out of context, I have no idea. But
it seems like a lot of people in England do a good job of scowling, though.
Yeah. Scowling.
Scowling.
What they do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I never really understood what the term bollocks meant.
Bollocks.
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 Yeah.
When they swear, I don't know. Like, it seems to be like a universal word, like just interchangeable.
She kicked
like,
me right at any my given bollocks. Moment.
Now look at that bollocks over there, and you're like.
Ball
that
sack?
Mean just thing? Like that I don't get it.
To me, I guess.
When they stub their toe, I was like, oh bollocks.
This and is I'm a bunch like, of like
does that mean balls?
This is a bunch of like super mediocre Americans trying to figure out why they say certain things.
To me it just I think it means ball sack.
Ball sack.
That's what it makes it sound like to me. Like oh,
bullshit
bollocks.
Or something.
To me, nipples. Yeah. I don't know. We don't I don't know.
This
I
wish like, we could there should be we like need, a sequel to an American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
So like three American podcasters in London.
I don't
we
know.
We should definitely plan a trip to London and video podcast the whole thing. It's just us walking around. We're like, what the fuck?
Right.
We can make it into Vines.
Are Vines
still a thing?
No, they're not. We need to be more relevant than that.
No. What's popular today? School shootings.
What's popular?
Well, I mean, I guess so, but...
I mean, I didn't say they were good. I said they were popular.
Popular as in happening a lot?
People enjoy doing them.
It sounds
I don't know exactly if they enjoy doing them or if they're just fucked up in the head and they do them because they think it's their only choice.
Maybe enjoy them.
No, we're going with that because it's absolutely fucking horrible. People need to stop.
Right. I know.
No, yeah, they enjoy it because they're fucked up.
Yeah. I don't understand those fucking kids. They're kids and their damn video games.
Some people's kids.
I'm just
man.
Kidding. I love you guys and your video games.
Bloody old blames.
Some people's kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into that topic because it just makes me angry, for one thing.
I think it makes most people angry, rightfully so.
Black Ops 4? Or no, Battlefield Pass. 5.
Battlefield 5 and Black Ops 4.
Yeah, they're awful.
I can't...
mouthing past. You can just say it. We don't care about them. They're fucking stupid.
No, okay. I keep buying them, though. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait... Battlefield.
You might be mentally ill.
Battlefield, I'm more likely to buy than Black Ops.
No, question for you. Battlefield. Which one? What war are they going to go into now?
World War II.
This last one was actually not horrible.
No, the story in it was actually pretty good.
Right. I had a really good time being like the Iron Giant and shooting people.
In Battlefield 5, they're taking the same approach with the story, but it's World War II based now.
Right.
And obviously they're implementing some other game modes for single player and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think...
I definitely am more interested in learning about World War II, so please, no spoilers.
Well, I don't know anything about World War II, you know? What even is World War II?
Just hang out for like 2 years and just experience World War III IRL.
Yeah, right?
So...
It's looking that way, isn't it?
We've been saying that for like 10 years.
I know,
it just never happened.
It's bound to happen at some point.
I just watch the news and I'm just like, whatever. Get on with it or just get off the pot. Like,
shit, get off the pot, man.
Yeah.
It's like Korea, if you're going to do it, Russia, then just do the United it. States, they're all like at each other's throats. And
yeah.
North Korea.
Meanwhile, England's having their royal wedding. Like, nothing's going on in the world.
I mean, you don't just not have a wedding. It just so happens that it's in a beautiful church that's, like, covered in gold.
Oh.
I don't know, man. The last royal wedding that I saw didn't end well.
I know where you're going with that.
Wow.
Poor Robb Stark.
Yep. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Rest in pieces.
Yep. Rest in...
Piss.
So...
Rip in peace. Pay F to pay respects.
You got anything else in game news? As we're sitting here just
about
chilling.
Dragon Dogma for PS4.
It's a good game.
Just as bad as I remember it being on the PS3.
Yeah. I remember the first Monster Giant that I came across. It's
the Dark Souls of crappy RPG games.
And I could not, for some reason, like, you have to grapple a hold of them and climb up them to kill them. And I couldn't figure out how to do that.
Yep.
And I was upset, and I didn't play it ever again.
It was one of those, you're talking about, like, the big dragon thing?
Yeah. Oh. The very first one.
You were supposed to lose that battle. It's supposed to kill you.
Oh.
You're supposed to
lose. Well, I put up a damn fight, I'm going to tell you what. So I just didn't, I didn't like it.
There's a game that
the name of it's awesome, though.
There's a game that I've been thinking about buying, but I can't, for some, even on the internet, I can't find much information about it.
What's the name?
Game called Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Okay. Oh, so let me tell you about this. This Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Interesting.
It does look interesting.
It literally looks like Dark Souls for medieval time.
Yep.
It basically is.
It's the Dark Souls of medieval action RPG.
It's basically a sim for medieval times, so it simulates the fighting mechanics of medieval time, the clothing, you know, what they wore in those areas.
I've always been strangely fascinated by the Dark Ages,
You
know, there's so there's so many names for it, the Age of Enlightenment, you know, like just the you know, the medieval times.
It's an
like
RPG,
it's just it's but... and if you even just think about like you know, in real life, from a historical perspective, like the 1300s to 1400s, even into the early 1500s, which is a really, really, really fucked up time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, religion ruled everything, and they kept no records of anything. That's why they're called the Dark Ages, because nobody wrote anything down. We just really don't know what happened. Really.
So, I have a question for you. What kind of information were you looking for on it?
No, just like
about the game.
Yeah. Oh, just you know, like, is it good?
Oh, okay.
You know, like
people have given this game pretty good.
How long is it? You know, what style of, you know, what style of gameplay is it? You know, things like that. I mean, there's surprisingly little information on it.
Basically, it's an RPG,
the series of tubes
taking place in those eras or ages and
ages. Yep.
And Ages basically, it is just a sim of the life during that time. The mechanics of the fighting, what you go through. So, if you're expecting something like Skyrim, kind of shy away from that because it's nothing like it. But
I like that game that you showed me today, Ghost of Fukushima.
Yes, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes,
Tsushima.
Fukushima. Or something. I don't know. It basically looks like a new Onimusha game.
Yep.
That's basically what I took away from it.
It's basically going to be an RPG that takes place
in feudal Japan.
In feudal Japan, where you play as a samurai, like a stealth assassin samurai, where you can.
That's what they're known for.
Yeah. That is what they're known for. But you have two things. You have obviously the katana and your bow and arrow, and I think you'll probably be able to have some stars or some sort of
ninja,
right?
Throwing
personal things, daggers, stars, whatever it is.
Accessories.
But it looks like it's going to be open world.
Handcuffs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish, and then I'll get to what I'm holding in my hand right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to beat you to it. It's a tablet. spoiler. But you know what? Like, ever since you showed me that trailer, I really haven't been like I really can't stop thinking about the fact that we really need a new Onimusha game,
right?
Like,
and I think this game, while it's not one, will be a good replacement maybe for one, because it's current age technology and all that jazz, you know.
Yeah, Dave, over to you.
Over to you.
Okay, so I just want to share something. So at one time, and it still happens. I think it's not as often. People were getting not viruses on their tablets and phones. It was just kind of a block, like some sort of app would lock your phone and tell you to send them money.
Yep.
I've had this tablet in my possession for a very long time.
Yep.
Someone wanted me to fix it at one time. Couldn't for the life of me do it. I still can't do it. So I turned it on, and I forgot that I actually had it. It's a Kindle Fire.
Yeah.
Basically, what it does is it comes up with a screen that says Mandiant USA Cybersecurity FBI Department of Defense USA Cybercrime Center. Attention, your device has been locked for safety reasons listed below. All the actions performed on this device are fixed. And then it's got a picture of Obama, and it's got a couple pictures of like the FBI symbol, and it looks, it actually looks
legit. I see no reason why this wouldn't be believable.
Right.
If it's got a picture of Obama.
Right.
Like,
right.
Those are handcuffs, not Obama. Handcuffs.
Okay, so it says, you are accused of viewing and storage of forbidden child pornography and zoophilia.
God,
you have violated World Declaration of Non-Proliferation of Child Pornography. You are accused of committing the crime by Article 161 of United States of America criminal law.
Maybe you want to limit the amount of times you say child pornography on our podcast.
I know.
Right now we're at 3.
Right. Yeah. So
all right. Just to let you guys know, I'm just reading the something. Limit.
Let's call it something else.
Right. Please
mind
that both your personal identities and location are well identified, and criminal case can be opened against you in course of 96 hours as of commission or crime per above article. Criminal case can be submitted to court. The penalty set must be paid in course of 24 hours as the breach. On expiration of the term, 24 hours. That follow will be used to automatic collection of data on yourself and your misconduct, and criminal use will be opened against you. The amount of the fine is $300. Now, the really funny thing is, when you read all this stuff, you're like, crap. You know, people that don't know would be like, I need to pay this.
It's kind of like that time.
There is no.
I think it's kind of like that time a couple years ago where someone contacted my ex and then also contacted, I believe, you and Carrie about, like, it was what's the motion picture MPAA was like, they were calling us. It's like, oh, you've been like streaming and torrenting stuff, and we're gonna come arrest you unless you pay like $600,
right?
And blah blah blah. And like,
I remember that.
I remember she, like, my ex was like really freaking out about it, and I kept telling her, I'm like, you need to like know that this is obviously, very obviously a scam.
Right.
You know, like, it.
So a lot of people don't realize
so
it.
So obvious.
A lot of people don't realize it. And mind you, this is a very old scam.
Yeah.
But it's probably still around. The government is not going to just ask you for money, slap your hand, and send you on your way.
They will come fucking get you.
They will find you.
They will come get you.
Knock on your door.
How long have you had that, and how long has that message been on there?
Oh my God, I've had this for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, honestly, like, I'm really surprised that the U.S. Department of Defense or whatever you said it was, they're slacking, because, you know, you've had that for like, what, 5 years? They haven't even bothered to come get you yet.
Right. So, the funny thing, the funniest thing about this whole thing,
some other person,
they were smart. They're like, okay, well, maybe people won't know where to find MoneyPack. They give you a massive list of places that you can go and get MoneyPack.
Oh, well, Kmart.
So, yeah.
Let's go to Bangor. Walmart, head to Kmart, man.
Walgreens, yeah. Ralph's, Kroger's, Smith's, Kmart. And then it says Cybercrime Unit, ICSPA, and then there's this. There's this badge, cop badge.
Well,
and it says,
if it's got a cop badge,
consequences will never be the same. And the funny thing is, they put consequences will never in like massive lettering, and then the other stuff is in small lettering because they obviously don't know how to make it all look the same. Under supervision of FBI, U.S. Ministry of Interior, Interpol, Copyright Alliance, International Cybersecurity Protection Alliance, and that's all it says. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Kind of crazy. I've never actually seen that. I never heard of it.
Go ahead and take a look.
All right. Yeah.
So it's funny that, you know, these things still exist, and there's a lot of security updates.
If you look at
updates,
it like this, it totally does not look legit. Like, it has, like, the bullet points and
stuff. Last time I heard about...
But it's funny.
Like, what? Last time I heard about scams on these mobile devices was on that really awful... it was like a radio show about a woman that was like, that talks about technology, and I can't remember what her name is. It was on the same shitty radio station that like Rush Limbaugh and shit like that's on.
Oh yeah,
and I can't remember what her name is.
Just a real shitty.
But
lady.
It was
just
really awful.
Yeah, this is totally legit.
Yeah, dude, it's totally legit.
Totally legit.
She knows about as much about technology as like Dr. Oz is like a real doctor.
Oh yeah.
So
I do plan on
keeping the Dr. Oz of technology,
continuing to try to figure it out.
IT folks.
Until then, it'll be a paperweight.
Can you just root it?
Yes, you can. Yeah. It won't go into the safety mode that where you can access the files and stuff. Yeah. But sooner or later,
you can just flash it or something.
Well, the weird thing is, I didn't find it as easy on that as before. Now I have an HD 8-inch version.
Yeah.
That's does the same thing. It's got the same sort of virus thing on it. No, it's not. It wasn't that easy. If I remember,
so I'm gonna really, go back into
it, do it again because I know more now than I did when I was messing around.
So really, that's a pretty damn bad virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
It's super one. Great. It's one of those very rare ones that will just brick your phone.
Yeah. Like, and ultimately, that's what
your
it is.
Device.
The second you turn it on, it obviously runs on start because when you turn it on, you can actually see the regular screen in the UI. You can mess with it. Then a couple seconds later, flips off, and there you see the picture.
Yep.
So there is a way to get through it, and it's been a while since I fucked with it. So
In other news, real quick before we go, I just upgraded my phone.
Yes.
To the S9 Plus.
How do
now,
you like it?
Well, before we get to that, I've demoed a lot of different phones, like the Pixel 2 XL, the HTC OnePlus 6, and I almost went with the OnePlus 6. But not available on Verizon. That being said, I went with this. Probably the best phone I've ever used in my life. Yeah. Like
the Galaxy, down. The Galaxy versions of phones are just—they're fantastic.
Like
they will keep being fantastic.
Everything about it is just streamlined. Like I upgraded to the S9 Plus from the S6 Edge, and it's just night and day difference.
Yeah.
I mean, 7 was basically the 6.
Yeah.
And then the only real jump they made was from the 7 to the 8. You know, that was a complete night and day difference.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, like, from the 8 to the 9, there are upgrades. You know, marginal
but if you're
at
jumping,
best. You know,
well,
incremental
a times,
upgrades.
A lot
but
of times,
jumping,
the next phone...
Yeah.
If you're jumping from, like, the S6 to the S9,
that's three
really...
whole numbers, man. That's nothing to shake a stick at.
Shit, you're also jumping some real upgrades, though, too.
Yeah.
So, basically, what they do with those phones is when they come out with a Note, like, this is the Note 8, and then they make the 9.
Yeah.
The 9 is basically the same as the 8.
Yep.
And then they make the Note 9, and then the S10 is basically just like the Note 9.
Yeah.
They keep doing that.
Right.
So and as far as the 8-core processor and the 3 or 4 gigs of RAM, which is insane in a phone, by the way.
I know.
It's the phones are fantastic. They really are. And they're going to keep getting like really, really nice.
And that's
and the cameras like, are fucking crisp.
Yeah, God, they really are. And I went from having, well, like 2 or 3 gigs in my 6 to, you know, easily double that, 6 gigs of RAM in this phone.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I decided not to hold out for the Note 9.
Right.
Is from all the information I've read in the rumor mill, is that from everything that they've talked about so far with the Note 9, it wasn't as much of a technological leap from the Note 8 to the Note 9 to really make it worth it. Even if you had a Note 8, everyone's saying just
stay with the Note 8.
Just stay with the 8.
Yeah.
But
I'm not
also my S6 stopped charging. Yeah. So I was kind of forced to upgrade.
Like this is my first Note that I've ever had. And
yeah.
I can tell you right now, I will never go to anything else besides a Galaxy Note.
Yeah.
And for
what was the Note 7? Was that the one that exploded?
Yeah, five. I think it was 5.
Really?
Stylus. Or was it 7?
I think it was 7.
I love
the stylus. No, maybe it was the Note 6. Let's split the difference.
I love the stylus. I didn't think I would use it as much as I do, but I use it to like write on
the
screen.
That was one of the things that I was thinking about. I'm just like, I don't think I would ever have a scenario where I would need to use the stylus.
That's the thing.
Unless I draw a lot of penises.
I mean, we draw on all of Eric's pictures that he sends us.
So that was the thing, though. There was a. I was thinking, what would I use this for? I can't really.
I'd write the word balls on every picture.
I can't really think of anything that I would ever use this for, and then I come to the realization that there are a few things that I would definitely use it for, And one of them is to make small pictures like this. I took a picture of the mechanics at work, and then I found pictures of Beavis and Butthead, and then traced out their heads, and then copied and pasted onto the picture. Well, and now I have a hilarious picture that, if I didn't have a stylus, it would have been hard to make.
Oh,
But those are the type of things that I've done with it, and I imagine that if you were to get this, you probably would have.
Let me scar you for life.
That is.
Oh, man.
Oh my God, that is terrifying. Why would anybody do that? What the hell's that guy's name?
Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry. Somebody made like some sort of like
3D model of him.
3D model, and it looks.
That's
and
terrifying.
With that,
I'm gonna put that on my nightstand.
That's all I got.
Right.
That's all I've got.
So this has been a very, I mean, we were kind of tired today, so we apologize if anybody's too bored.
I enjoyed this.
Yeah,
I'm glad we did it. I was considering being too tired to do it, but I'm enjoying.
he was looking to call out before it started.
I'm enjoying the fact that
we didn't do one last week because we had Great Falls Expo. The one before that kind of got flubbed. The audio got flubbed.
Yeah, we're still gonna pull.
We're still trying to fix that.
So this is technically number 46.
We're gonna put we're gonna put Kelly through his paces here on this one.
Yes, absolutely.
We're gonna try to have him sync up the audio.
That's what I'm here for.
So.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Next weekend, we are going to be back at our bubbly selves. We're going to go back to our dick and fart jokes. It's going to be great. I promise you it will be way, way better.
The weekend of the 10th to the 12th.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make the podcast, but that's actually the week that I'm...
Right. So, next weekend, we are going to have Control Authors on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're
going to be coming.
They're going to be coming over for the day. We're going to go to, I don't know. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be our last hoorah here before we move. You said the 10th and 11th?
Yeah, the 10th and the 12th. That is to say Sunday and a Tuesday.
Okay, so what?
But well, I'm probably going to be packing all night for Friday and all day Saturday.
Well, I mean, we can do 40 minute
days, but
quick 40 minute quick podcast. It shouldn't be bad. You do it while you're packing. You just walk by. Yeah. Hey guys. Okay.
Hey, just take the microphone with you. It's fine.
Yeah, I have a wireless one. Microphone.
Yeah. Well,
you can clip it to your lapel.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye bye.
Balls. Chicken.